Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Slow Productivity, The Lost Art of Accomplishment Without Burnout, Cal Newport takes a sharp deviation from the prevalent culture of constant hustle and urgency that characterizes the modern workplace. Newport, a computer science professor at Georgetown University and author of several best-selling books on work and technology, including Deep Work and Digital Minimalism, offers a refreshing perspective on achieving productivity. This volume examines the detrimental effects of today's fast-paced work environment and proposes a thoughtful, sustainable approach to accomplishment, one that prioritizes depth, meaning, and well-being over the relentless pursuit of efficiency. Through a combination of research, case studies, and practical strategies, Newport advocates for a slower, more deliberate pace of work that doesn't sacrifice personal health and happiness for the sake of productivity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the culture of speed and its drawbacks. At the core of slow productivities lies Newport's critique of the culture of speed, a prevailing workplace ethos that emphasizes rapid task completion, constant connectivity, and a never-ending push towards more. The author delves into how this culture not only fails to enhance productivity in a meaningful way, but also leads to a series of negative outcomes, including burnout, decreased quality of work, and a general sense of dissatisfaction among workers. Newport argues that the pressure to always be on and the illusion of accomplishing more in less time actually impairs our ability to engage deeply with our tasks, ultimately diminishing our sense of achievement and well-being. He supports his argument with data from psychology, business studies, and anecdotes from individuals overwhelmed by the demand for speed. Secondly, the philosophy of slow productivity. Newport introduces the concept of slow productivity as an antidote to the breakneck pace of modern work life. He outlines its foundational philosophy, a conscious decision to prioritize quality over quantity, depth over speed, and sustainability over temporary gains. Newport encourages readers to redefine productivity, suggesting that true accomplishment comes from impactful work that is carefully thought out and executed, rather than from the sheer number of tasks completed. He presses for a shift in mindset from being busy to being purposeful with one's time and energy. This chapter is particularly enlightening as it challenges deeply ingrained notions of productivity and success, and offers a compelling vision of an alternative way of working that values long-term accomplishment and personal well-being. Thirdly, practical strategies for implementing slow productivity. One of the book's strengths is its provision of actionable advice for embracing slow productivity. Newport presents several strategies to reduce the frenetic pace of work without compromising outcomes. These include setting clear boundaries around work time, prioritizing tasks based on their potential impact rather than urgency, and cultivating a practice of deep work, uninterrupted, focused time dedicated to high-value tasks. He also discusses the importance of downtime and rest, not just as a means of recovery, but as essential components of the creative and problem-solving processes. By providing these practical steps, Newport makes the concept of slow productivity accessible and actionable for readers, offering hope that it is possible to escape the cycle of stress and burnout that characterizes much of modern work life. Fourthly, the role of technology in our work lives. A significant portion of the book is dedicated to examining how technology, particularly digital communication tools, fuels the culture of speed and how it can be reined in to support slow productivity. Newport critiques the unchecked use of email, instant messaging, and other digital tools that perpetuate constant availability and immediate response expectations. He advises on strategies to mitigate technology's intrusion, such as scheduled check-ins rather than real-time notifications, and fostering a work culture that respects focus time over immediate responsiveness. This discussion is crucial, as it addresses one of the primary challenges to slowing down in a hyper-connected world, providing readers with a framework for leveraging technology in a way that supports, rather than undermines, productivity and well-being. Lastly, building a slow productivity culture, recognizing that individual efforts can be stymied by workplace norms. Newport ventures into how organizations can cultivate a culture of slow productivity. He advocates for leadership practices that prioritize meaningful work, encourage deep focus, and recognize the value of rest and recuperation for creativity and productivity. Drawing on examples from companies that have successfully implemented such practices, Newport shows that a slow productivity approach can lead to increased innovation, better employee satisfaction, and superior outcomes. This section is a call to action for leaders and managers to reconsider how productivity is measured and rewarded, emphasizing that a shift toward a slower, more deliberate approach can have profound benefits for both employees and the organization as a whole. In conclusion, Slow Productivity, The Lost Art of Accomplishment Without Burnouts by Cal Newport is a pivotal read for anyone feeling overwhelmed by the demands of modern work life. It speaks to not just individuals, but also teams and organizations, advocating for a more thoughtful approach to productivity that could lead to more meaningful and sustainable accomplishments. Newport's insights encourage a departure from the frantic pace that has become the norm, presenting a compelling case for slowing down as a viable path to greater efficiency, creativity, and well-being. This book is essential for workers, managers, and leaders alike who seek to foster environments where deep work and personal satisfaction thrive alongside success. By embracing the principles of slow productivity, we can forge a path to a more fulfilling professional life, free from the specter of burnout. If you would like to support Cal Newport, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.